After 20 years, about 40% of the victims of the 9/11 attacks remain unidentified. But this week, DNA analysis helped identify two more victims, bringing some closure to the families. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Mike Marciano, professor and director of research at Syracuse University's Forensic and National Security Sciences Institute. Professor, thanks very much for the time. I didn't realize there was still so much work left to be done.
Yes, the work is primarily being done by the New York City Office of the Chief Medical Examiner's Forensic Biology Department, and they've been continuously working on it now for 20 years.
If your only source of information about DNA identification is TV cop shows, then it just looks so easy. Bang, you got a hair and you got some matching DNA from somebody else, and it's all done. But it's not that simple, especially in cases like this, right?
Correct. One thing that is commonly misconstrued by the public is that we're not, in forensic settings, many times looking at DNA that is perfect, you know, right out of the cell. We're looking at DNA that has been damaged in some way, which makes it much more difficult to obtain a lot of information from it. So the heat, for example, that was in the rubble at the World Trade Center and the other attacks can cause the DNA to degrade. So a lot of the samples were bone samples, which also are not great for DNA.
Can you preserve those samples over the years so when technology catches up with the attempts to identify them?
Yes, they can absolutely be preserved. Freezing, freezer or even room temperature a lot of times is okay. But again, it's that initial damage that's occurring because of the heat, for example, that can do the worst damage. Storing it is not going to be nearly the issue.
How does the DNA testing you do now differ from what was available 20 years ago right after the 9/11 attacks?
That's a great question. So it hasn't changed that much. So one was the condition of the samples that made it more difficult. So there may have been multiple attempts to obtain a result. But now, for example, recently, I know that the New York City Office of the Chief Medical Examiner's Office has received approval to use next-generation DNA sequencing techniques that can allow us to get more information out of less sample or less DNA.
And I'm just wondering, will we ever get to the point where we will have cleared the entire backlog?
That's a question for the New York City folks. I can tell you that, this is just from my reading the news, that there are some families that wanted to avoid possibly the trauma of going through this again and didn't want to give known standards. So we always have to compare to identify, right? So if we have an unknown, we have to compare it to someone or someone's belongings. And so there's about 100 families, from what I've read, that have declined this. And out of respect for them, this should be honored.